There would be three types of people for accounting on Judgment Day. The righteous. It is the group of those who have the highest ranks from the aspect of faith and good deeds. They followed the Sharia to perfection and did not commit anything unlawful. There will be no accounting of such people, and they will be sent to paradise before all. Those that cover the truth and oppressors are in this group. When they see their scroll of deeds, it will be dark and full of evil corruptions and harmful habits. They would find themselves in complete loss. Their fate is obvious, and there is no need for any accounting. The Holy Quran says, "And as to those who covered the truth and rejected our communications and the meeting of the hereafter, these shall be brought for punishment." The next group would be those who were neither complete disbelievers nor sincere believers, but they were in the middle and had faith in Allah, in the Prophet, and in resurrection. They performed their duties according to their ability and have good deeds to their credit, but as a result of the weakness of their faith, they also have some shortcomings and defects. The Quran says, "And others have confessed their faults. They have mingled a good deed and an evil one. Maybe Allah will turn to them. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful." Accounting is needed for the determination of the final destiny of these people. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of the deeds and nothing is hidden from Him, the accounting of deeds is so because man forgets whatever good or bad he has done throughout his life. That is why the accounting of Judgment Day is necessary, so that people should not have any excuse, and they should know that they have been dealt with justice. What are the matters that would be questioned in Qiyamah? First is the principles in belief, in Usul al-Din. Did we have faith in all of them, or did we have doubt in some of them? Were the people sincere in their beliefs? Were the principles deeply rooted in Himself? Second is the blessings Allah has bestowed to His servants and how they used them. Things such as His age, how He spent it, His youth, how He used it, His wealth, how He earned it and where He spent it, and love and affection for Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The third matter that will be questioned is worship acts, obligatory and recommended acts like prayer, fasting, Hajj, supplication and charities, and would be accepted if they fulfill the following conditions. 1. They should be performed according to the criterion of religious laws as ordered by the Prophet, peace be upon him. 2. They should have been performed for seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His proximity. If they were done to show off, they would go unrewarded. The fourth matter of questioning is ongoing charities, sadaqah jariyah, such as public welfare projects that require funds like construction of masjids, hospitals, schools, and etc. Such activities would be greatly valuable but subject to two conditions. 1. Is that they should have been performed with the intention of gaining proximity to Allah and not for fame nor social status. The second condition is that the money spent should be lawful, otherwise it will be of no use in Qiyamah. The most difficult stages of accounting are concerned with oppressing people and with the mutual rights of men. People live with each other and have rights on each other. Every married couple, parents and children, relatives, neighbors, citizens, youths and the old, teachers and students, wealthy and poor, all have mutual rights and duties on each other, and their fulfillment is a moral, religious and social duty, and to violate them is considered a sin and a crime, which will be accounted for in Qiyamah. It is possible that in Qiyamah, Allah may overlook violation of His rights, but He will not overlook the violation of the rights of people, except if those whose rights have been violated permit it. The best way to escape the difficulties of accounting is that the person should be requited of his deeds in this world itself and before his death. How nice would it be if one devotes an hour to evaluate one's deeds every day? See if he has performed all his duties, always thanking Allah. If he committed a sin, he repents for it with firm intention never to repeat it. If he owes something to another person, he pays it immediately or as soon as he can. He keeps his promises and always seeks forgiveness.